First, when it comes to higher education, the four-year colleges and universities often dominate the conversation. But over the last few years, that conversation has been changing. The increasing price of college, coupled with stagnating wages, has some families and students wondering if the return on a four-year college degree is worth it. But other options like community college and vocational schools don't always get a lot of respect. Community college leaders are looking to change that, and a social media campaign has members of Congress, business leaders, and others giving shout-outs to their community or technical college alma maters using the Twitter hashtag #EndCCStigma. Nicholas Hillman is an associate professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Nick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, do four-year campuses, the colleges and universities, kind of dominate our thinking, maybe of our policy conversations when it comes to higher education?
They certainly do. They certainly do, and they get outsized attention. If you were to add up all of the students who are enrolled in college across the U.S., 75% of them would be in a public university. So first of all, a lot of our attention gets placed on private colleges, but most students are in publics. And when you look at that 75%, you know, the public sector, about half are enrolled in community colleges. And so community colleges play a huge role in the higher education landscape, but get sort of, they don't get a lot of attention or a lot of positive attention.
Can you talk about the role that community colleges or technical colleges, they're called different things in different states, play in the higher education landscape?
These institutions are a backbone for communities. They are places where people who are oftentimes working full time, caring for dependents, they have other responsibilities. They don't have time to just stop their lives and go, you know, move on campus at a traditional 4-year college. And so community colleges are convenient, proximate places where a lot of people's educational needs can be very well served by their local community college. These institutions are also distinct because they're broad access. They're open access where pretty much anybody who applies gets admitted.
While we were talking about doing a show, a segment on this, and this has been out there on social media, talk about community college, this big scandal broke of wealthy people bending or breaking rules to get their kids into these elite institutions and campuses around the country. Is there, a social stigma, a social divide in the country that looks down on community colleges, even if it's not, or if it's on the radar at all?
I think there is. I think there is, and I think it cuts in so many different directions, but I'm really drawn to two of them that I just want to share that I think are helpful here. So the first one is that quality is just really, really hard to figure out what quality means in education, in higher education in particular. And so a lot of times we use shortcuts to kind of proxy quality, I suppose. And selectivity is also is oftentimes a proxy for quality. So the more selective of an institution you are, the higher quality it's perceived to be. And that's not always the case. And the other part is, if it's more expensive, then it must be higher quality. And again, that's not the case, not always the case. And so I think part of the problem here is just it's really hard to measure quality in any sort of objective way. But the other thing is that community colleges serve students who look the most like America. They serve students who oftentimes are your sort of your most average person. And in many ways, that's exactly the beauty of a community college. And I think there's some mystique or some mystery around selective colleges and how they draw people from oftentimes the top income thresholds that make it mysteriously appealing in some cases, at least in the media.
Talking to Nicholas Hillman, associate professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis at UW-Madison, looking at the role of community colleges and technical colleges in the country. There's an active campaign by community college leaders to say, hey, more respect, less stigma about these colleges. Nicholas, there are a couple different roles, it seems like. People might think of the vocational track. You get a certification via a technical college that leads you to one job. But there's also a big general education component that people might stop at their community or technical college, or they might take 2 years there and then move on to that four-year college.
That's right. And every state has a different approach. Every state has a different kind of system through which students sort of flow within higher education. Here in Wisconsin, we tilt very heavy on the vocational side of the house. And so I know that there's a lot of interest with respect to improving that transfer pipeline between the two-year, the technical college sector, and the four-year sector. And so every state is challenged with this kind of coordination, but I think Wisconsin is uniquely challenged because our tech college system is probably more vocational than you might find in some other places.
Now, on the Ideas Network Facebook page, we heard from Carol, who wrote, "My daughter attended a two-year UW school. It was less expensive than a four-year school, helped her figure out what she wanted a degree in, and then transferring to a four-year school was easy." So that might point toward a unique element here in Wisconsin. We have the technical colleges, we have the four-year campuses, we also have these two-year UW system campuses that have now been merged with partner four-year schools. We kind of have that middle ground.
That's right. The University of Wisconsin Colleges did play that middle ground, and it's going to be very interesting just to see how their new evolution changes. But I think it's also helpful context to know that the UW colleges, when you sort of add up everybody across the state, they accounted for a very small share of the total number of students who are in the two-year colleges. So we still are dominated by the tech college system. And in many ways, that's wonderful for communities. But in other ways, it can create some challenges when it comes to having a pipeline between the two- and four-year sector in the state.
Now, there's a debate in higher education in general, it seems like, and I think we've probably talked about it some, Nick, over the last couple of years. Is higher education meant for job preparation, whether we're talking about a technical college or a four-year campus? Or is it doing something else? Is it supposed to create a well-versed group of citizens in the country? Can technical colleges and community colleges do some of both of those?
Yes. I mean, that's really the fundamental question that is always going to be answered over time and changes over time. But just like every individual is going to have different educational needs, institutions have different missions to serve their own local needs. And so I think that part of the challenge is that these are going to evolve, and they're also very much varied with respect to the educational mission and purposes. But certainly, I mean, people want to be better off financially, but they also want to leave their communities better off with their investment. And I get really excited when I think about somebody who's investing in their own education. I oftentimes benefit from them investing in themselves. And so to think about colleges, not just in terms of your personal payoff, but also how having more people with more formal education can benefit a community is really, really exciting. And I think it cuts across two-year, four-year vocational, liberal arts. It cuts across all of those sectors, but probably in vocational education doesn't get as much attention as it deserves. A lot of times where these vocational programs are training people to be even better problem solvers. And I want my neighbors to be good problem solvers.
A lot of times when we have a conversation about higher education, I think, well, my mind goes to the high school senior. They graduate and then they go on, if they go on to higher education, to community college or the four-year campus. Can you talk about the role that technical and community colleges play for maybe people all through their lives, different stages of life?
Yeah, that's right. So community colleges, technical colleges, as I mentioned earlier, generally are open access, broad access institutions. And so students who are enrolling are oftentimes enrolling part-time. They might be coming for one or two classes. They might not have the plan to, transfer. They might already have a degree. They might already have a bachelor's degree and said, hey, I want to just retool and go back into a different, job. And so they come into the classroom with a degree under their belts. And so you see a whole range. A lot of areas around the state are really concerned about the number of high school graduates that are even in the pipeline. It's kind of flattening out in a lot of places, and in some places even declining. And so people are really interested in, well, hey, where are we going to find more students to enroll? And they're looking at the adult population who maybe is 25 years or older, who has maybe some college but no degree. And in many communities, that's where your demographic growth is happening. And so community colleges are being responsive in those ways. And in fact, more responsive than some of our public institutions, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country.
We're talking to Nicholas Hillman right now, associate professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis for the UW-Madison. He's with us to talk about community and technical colleges. There's a nationwide effort to boost some respect for those schools and what some leaders see as a stigma toward technical and community colleges. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you went to a community college or technical school or trade school, depending on where you were in the country, what was your experience like? Did you feel pressure to go to a four-year school? We want to hear your story. And we're seeing this online campaign of people giving shout-outs to their community college alma maters. Do you want to do that? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're taking a look at higher education options for students and ongoing efforts to boost options like community colleges and vocational schools. Nicholas Hillman is with us, associate professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you went to a community college or technical college, what was your experience like? Were you glad you did it? Do you work in one of those schools, maybe around the state? We'd love to hear from you as well. Or if you have a question for our guest, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. A lot of people sharing their experiences there. We'll go to your calls now. Phyllis is with us in Clark County. Phyllis, hello.
Hi. I just would like to tell you that I'm eternally grateful for the community college in Wood County, Marshville, Wisconsin. I started school there when I was 27 years old. My husband was a dairy farmer. I never would have had the opportunity to go to school had that school not been there. No, this is history, folks, because I'm 80 years old. But then I commuted. It took me 3 years to do two. And then I went to Eau Claire, to the university, and ultimately to Stout. And the fact that those institutions were relatively local, 30 miles to Marshfield, 60 miles to Eau Claire, 90 miles to Stout. And I just can't say enough, but the community college was so good. The instructors were so available. I raised my grade point about 0.4 of a point when I went to Eau Claire, basically because I was so coming out of the small school.
All right, Phyllis.
Then I also, as a working person, went to Chippewa Valley, and that was outreach in Spencer, Wisconsin, where I took courses in technology. And my husband accomplished a production ag 2-year degree from Chippewa Valley under the GI Bill.
Wow. So Phyllis, I'm going to jump in, but a lot of experience there with her family. Nick, one thing she said up front there was if it weren't for that technical college about 30 miles away, she would not have gone to college probably at all.
I'm drawn to that. I'm drawn to the distance part and the access part. The access part we've discussed, and that's just a wonderful, wonderful example of what post-secondary education can do. And when the states invest in education to make those opportunities widely available is wonderful. But I'm also drawn to the 30-mile radius. Most students, probably about half of the students around the country, enroll in a college that's within 50 miles from home, even closer, especially when you get into the community college and technical college system. And so I think that's just a point that cannot go understated. We might have in our minds this image from movies of students, you know, flying across the country to go live, you know, far, far away for college. But the reality is, you know, people choose colleges in their own backyard and close to home. And there's so much beauty in that. And I think there's a lot of emphasis that we need to place on local context in higher education that we oftentimes overlook.
Phyllis, thanks a lot for sharing your story and your husband's story. We'll go now with Delia in Three Lakes. Delia, hi.
Hello, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what did you want to share with us, Delia?
I just want to give a shout out to Nicolet Area Technical College in Rylander, Wisconsin. I graduated there with my associate degree in nursing and absolutely loved the college, the professors, and I think they prepared me for a good nursing career.
And so you went on to work in nursing?
Yes, correct. Yep. So after graduating Nicolet, I actually obtained my bachelor's degree, and then I went to getting my master's degree in nursing with an emphasis on education.
Delia, thank you so much for sharing your story. And Nick, we heard stories from people on the Ideas Network Facebook page talking about, you know, getting a technological degree, and then getting a job, and then working through for a four-year engineering degree. Is this a common career path? You get that two-year certificate, get a job, and then maybe work your way through higher education beyond that?
It's increasingly common, and our system of community colleges was really developed and thrived early on in the 60s and 70s. And so we're still kind of in an early phase in many ways with respect to what the evolution of the community college sector might look like. But this is increasingly a pathway that is best for a lot of people, for convenience and time and proximity, but also for affordability. There's some interesting questions that I've been surprised we haven't been able to answer quite yet with respect to whether or not you have less student loan debt by going through this pathway. In some cases, you would think, sure, you would graduate with less debt if you start off at a two-year and go to a four-year. But there's also some cases where, you know, the process might slow you down. It might kind of not be as smooth as it could be, and that can actually increase the time to degree and increase some of your expenses. So we're trying to figure this out as a research community, not just in terms of the pathway that people take, but also the financial consequences and implications of different pathways.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Nicholas Hillman from the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis at UW-Madison, looking at the role of technical colleges and community colleges as options in our higher education system. Back to your calls now. Kent is with us in Reedstown. Kent, hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I went to relocated from California. I went to a piano technology tech school in Sioux City, Iowa. And it was probably the best year of any kind of education that I ever got.
All right. Are you a piano tech still, Kent?
Well, I'm retired pretty much, but I did it 30-some years.
Wow.
So.
Well, I'm sitting about 12 feet from a piano in our relocated studio right now. Maybe we'll have you take a look at it. Kent, thanks a lot for calling in. Nick, that's a very specific career track, and that's one of the options out there in technical colleges.
That's right. In programs around the country, you might have a certificate, a short-term certificate that maybe takes a few months or several months to complete, a longer-term certificate. You could go to the associate's degree, too. I mean, there's a whole range of different credentials that are available for people in technical and community colleges. And across the board, there are, on average, positive financial returns to those investments. So the associate's degree, on average, tends to have the biggest payoff in the long run. But even for the shorter-term credentials, you oftentimes see a boost over having a high school diploma, for example. And so that payoff is there. There's a lot of variation around it, though. And a lot of times industries do change and people do need to kind of retool a number of different times. But yeah, I think on average, that's a national story that is emerging with community college and the payoff of that investment.
Kent, thanks a lot for that call. Nick, we've heard some individual stories, and it's clear people are coming from a lot of different places. These schools, technical colleges and community colleges, are being asked to perform a lot of different functions. The policy side of things, what do you make of how states and the federal government are supporting and crafting their community college programs?
The national attention on community colleges has faded away a little bit over the last couple of years because during the Obama administration, they really were pushing some initiatives that were designed to invest in community colleges. We haven't seen that as much lately. I think one policy issue that is still on the table and not resolved relates to student loan debt and student loan default. And so when you look across the country at where most of the student loan defaults are happening, and this is when a student takes out a loan and then just doesn't pay it off for, you know, several months in a row and they end up going in default. That's concentrated among for-profit colleges, which is separate from what we're discussing. But there is a pretty big pocket of community colleges that are struggling with this student loan default problem. And so that's one of the federal issues that people are very interested in, is trying to figure out ways to help support community colleges in ways so that students don't struggle with their debts, even though sometimes those debts are pretty modest. Sometimes students are still struggling with them.
Are there overall concerns about support for higher education at the state and federal level? Within that, is there any kind of, I guess, turf war between four-year campuses and technical colleges?
There is, and I'm not talking specifically in Wisconsin, and again, broadly, there is there's sometimes discussions that community colleges need to stay in their lane. They need to only offer the associate's degree and nothing higher. They should not be offering a bachelor's degree. Well, in Wyoming, just today, I was reading a story about how a lot of their community colleges are now allowed to start offering a bachelor's degree. And for the state of Wyoming, that's probably a really good thing because they're right. The community colleges are located in the population centers around the state. And so just kind of grow what you already have as opposed to starting something new or expecting people to move across the state. So a number of states have had this kind of debate about mission creep, whether or not community colleges should even consider offering a bachelor's degree. I would argue that in many cases, it's probably a good thing for community colleges to expand their academic mission if that's what the state and the region need.
And on the other end of things, getting back to the vocational side, we hear talk of particular employers working directly with technical colleges, Foxconn being one example of that. Is there opportunity to improve the way we the way that technical colleges meet very specific needs of existing employers?
I think so. I think so. This is a little bit outside of my expertise, but I am thinking of a couple of examples from other states where you're trying to get people through the pipeline more quickly so that they can be ready to hop into those jobs when those jobs open up. And so there's a temptation sometimes to automate the community college experience by putting a lot of courses online. I know California is moving this direction. And I think in some cases there could be upside to that. But I think at the same time, the research is pretty clear that moving courses online without extra supports and infrastructure, and especially that face-to-face contact, can work against some of those goals. So it's a striking this balance between, you know, being responsive and being innovative, but also delivering high quality.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, Rob, it's my pleasure. You take care and good luck with the where you are.
Yeah, we're in the midst of a move right now. Nicholas Hillman was with us, associate professor in the Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis for the UW-Madison. He joins us today to talk about higher education and why working to reduce the stigma of community college and vocational schools might help a broader group of students.